Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hi, Rashida. Happy March.
Happy March to you, friend. How are you?
I'm good. I guess it's almost March, right? We're at the very end of February and looking into March today. And I'm good. I'm not going to pretend that we haven't just been talking for the last hour, but we're finally recording.
I know. We're like, maybe we should hit record.
Yeah, but it was needed. And we had a good talk, besties. This is the stuff we talk about. We're talking about money. We're talking about like getting grounded, just all the things. And I don't know. I feel the need to share this. We're not going to talk. Well, we'll see what we're going to talk about because it's March Oracle today. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet. But we were talking about like the importance of talking about the nitty gritty of money with other people and with other women, especially because a lot of us grew up with money being something like you don't talk about or
it's
that like
rude.
It's rude or like I grew up with my parents fighting about money a lot. And, you know, I have a different relationship with money now, but it hasn't totally, it hasn't totally infiltrated my sisterhood just yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like making money or something like that, but I mean like talking about money, like how much money do you make? Where do you put your money? How do you make it grow? Or are you able to make it grow just yet? Because I think if we're able to like just be really upfront about these things, it can only help each other. And can like help us feel more in tune with our root chakras too, because money is such a part of that. Our finances are such a part of that. They contribute to our feelings of safety. So being able to be like open and honest about it is actually a healing practice. It truly is. Not in a braggy way at all, but just like, what's happening here? And like, how did you do this? And like, I'm having this problem right now. Do you have experience with that? Like, it's amazing what we're able to learn when we open up about that stuff.
Yeah. And this is why it's really important to like have that community, because you're not just going to talk about it with anybody, you know?
No. I also want to add, and this is, I'm ranting before we even start today, but you know, part of feminine spirituality is really bringing the spiritual into your everyday, into the mundane. Mm-hmm. And talking about money, because it is part of our everyday experience,
every
can
damn
be a part of
day.
Your spirituality.
Yes, it right? should be.
And I
and
don't
not
mean
just
that,
like abundance, yeah. like type
no,
of.
No, no, no.
Let's throw that word on it. No, we're talking like money, like investing, checking, savings, like retirement, all the different things that it entails. Because it's
definitely go ahead.
No. I mean, because it's a real thing. It's a true thing. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it or fearful of it. I mean, I'll put it out there. I'll be like, Lauren, I really haven't been looking at my finances recently, like keeping an eye on them. And I feel like if I continue this way, like in 10 years, I'm going to be like, what was I doing? You know? And I told her, I was like, I want to make some changes. What do you do? So.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Lauren?
Oh, I was just saying, like, I definitely mean this in a very authentic way and not in the, like, I'm a spiritual life coach and I made $10,000 on this launch and I'm going to teach you how to do it too. Like, no, it's none of that bullshit.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's like,
so over that.
Yeah. It's like, let's look at it beyond the shiny veneer and like, into the realness of it. And like for so many of us, there's a lot of wounding around money, but bringing like we talk about, like these shadows are a part of us and bringing them into the light is extremely healing. So I don't know what this has to, it probably does have something to do with whatever cards we're going to pull.
I'm interested to see where this is going to go, because this is not what we had even originally started talking about when we first got on. We were just updating each other, and now it's like, it's like you feel that pull, right? Like it's like super important. So, but I think just talking about it more just gets it out there. And you're right, Lauren, like the healing that comes from just it being put into the light.
Yeah. So, changing directions, it's March Oracle Day, and I want to say that I'm excited for this month. It is both of our birthday months. And for that alone, I am excited for Mars.
So amazing. So special.
I turned 40 this month, which feels good. It feels good.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't freak out at 39, but I was kind of like, oh, damn, like this is the last year of my 30s. But I feel ready. I feel ready for this new decade. Also, my new class of yoga teacher trainees starts this month, and I've got a couple other a couple other fun things. So we'll talk more about birthdays, I think, in another episode.
We have to dedicate a whole episode to our birthdays
for sure. But I'm excited to see what cards we pull today and what this month has in store for us and for our besties. Before we do all of our episodes, we take a minute to ground and connect before we just start talking, because there's something magical about being intentional about what we're doing. But our intention always with this particular style of episode is to serve you. So we really truly ask that whatever is meant to come through specifically for you comes through. And to me, that's really special. And I don't really know, I have no idea what cards we're going to pick today, but know that we're trying our best to be good vessels for you and to get out of our own ways enough to serve in whatever ways meant to happen. So I'm stoked.
Beautifully said, friend.
Thank you. Rashida, what deck are you using today?
Yeah, I had pulled two decks, but I am gravitating more towards my Threads of Fate deck. I don't know. I haven't pulled from it in a while on here, and I just think it was calling my name for some reason. Like, it just looks shinier than usual, so it's being called to be pulled on. So that's what I'm using today. What about you?
I'm excited for that. I felt pulled to my Green Witch Oracle deck because it's March and spring is getting ready to spring. It's almost garden time. There's all kinds of good newness. So I'm feeling like the plants have some messages for us today. So besties, we'll ask you to, you don't have to pick a particular situation that's on your mind for the month, but if you want to, that's fine. We do ask to maybe take a moment. You can, if it's safe, close your eyes and maybe just feel into number one or number two. What is calling to you more? And know that both messages might be for you as well. And just whatever comes first. And I'll ask you, Rashida, do you want to be number one or number two today?
Let's go with number two today.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I will start shuffling my cards. If you chose number one, I am finding a message for you right now. Okay. Ooh. I have two that
call
are
your name.
Yeah. Two that are sticking out, but I think this one's pulling more. Ooh. Carrots, which is the number one card, which is for clarity.
Ooh, I love that.
There's a few beautiful carrots on this card. There's stars and an eye and triangles. And so I'm going to kind of pull up the reading, but I think of carrots as fresh and sweet, and they're under the surface too. So it takes a certain amount of faith. I grew carrots last year and I pulled some too early and they were disgusting, So you have to know exactly when to pull them out of the ground. So this says, first it has a quote. It says, when people will not weed their own minds, they are apt to be overrun by nettles. when people will not weed their own minds, they are apt to be overrun by nettles, which really speaks to this feeling of clarity. What is it? It's when your mind stills enough to be very clear on an answer or on a direction. So oracle meanings, new ideas, breakthroughs, and increases in finances and resources are all indicated, as you should trust your own judgment. There's a strong chance of triumph over a difficult challenge and the opportunity for sudden growth in what you are currently undertaking. Relationships will be focused on the physical, with lust, sex, and passion high on the agenda. Be careful of overthinking, self-sabotage, and roadblocks placed by others. I want to see that again. New ideas, breakthroughs, and increases in finances and resources are all indicated, and you should trust your own judgment. You should trust your own judgment. There's more to this, but I just want to say, first of all, like, one of the biggest things I see, and if you've listened to our oracle readings, our chakra readings on this podcast, you'll know a lot of times when we are looking at women's third eyes, there is a lack of self-trust. We see it over and over and over. We've both experienced it, but you do have this inner compass within you, this ability for clarity within your intuition. It's usually a matter of trusting it, which can be really hard, especially when there's a lot of messages outside of us. And it says, beware of roadblocks placed by others. So maybe you have a certain belief about your ability to increase your finances or to have new ideas or breakthroughs. Maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck and you have outside voices saying like that you can't do it. But really tune in to what's within. What do you see? What do you feel? What if we just try on for this month, trusting that instead of the outside voices? And that doesn't mean you have to do it forever. It's just trying it on. Like, how does it feel to try it on? Like a new pair of pants, and then you can see how they fit. So it also says cultivation. This is just about carrots, but it says preferably grow from seed in final position, as transplanting seedlings is not recommended. Carrots like a cool environment but do not tolerate frost and will not grow well in tropical areas. Plant in late summer in cooler areas and early summer in more temperate places. Ensure the soil is rich, friable, deep, and free draining. Carrots may be harvested at any size you require. Many of the smaller and more rounded varieties can be grown in containers. So just a little, like, some fun facts about carrots for you all. I won't expand on that. But there are some magical correspondences with carrots and their fertility, passion, vision, independence, and grounding. So I see that as like grounding your vision or bringing them to life. I know that's part of Rashida's path for the year, as we talked about in the 2024 astrological reading. There are deities of Vajra, and I'm sorry if I'm not saying that one right. It's not a deity I've actually heard of before. It sounds maybe Hindu. And Mercury, the celestial correspondence is Mars, and the astrological sign is Virgo. So yeah, carrots, clarity. I think this is really trusting yourself, trusting your visions, and grounding them into life. And this does correspond with the conversation that we were having before this of, like, I think trusting the place that we are in our lives right now and setting ourselves up for success later on. What does this bring up for you, Rashida?
Yeah, when you brought up carrots and I was like, okay, interesting. It made me think of like when I planted carrots. And I don't know if you've ever had carrots from seeds, but they're like teeny tiny. And you throw them out there. Like, you're not going to sit there and just plant them one by one. You put them out there. And I remember I looked at this pot because I was doing a lot of container gardening on my patio, and I had all these sprouts, you know, and I was like, ooh, amazing carrots, so many carrots. And something said, you know, maybe you should like weedle them, like weed a little bit of them out. There's so many in here. And I did not do that. And so they kept growing. And anyway, long story short, I finally am ready to harvest my carrots and I'm so excited. And I start pulling them up and they are so tiny because I did not listen to my gut and just like give them a little bit more room. And when I think about that and clarity, you know, carrots and clarity, it's so funny to say carrots and clarity. But when I think about that, it's like we have so many passions. Like we're multi-passionate, multi-dimensional beings. We want, a lot of us, especially Mangians, we want to have our hands in everything. And sometimes when we do that, we are lacking the clarity of what truly is calling for us. So granted, we can grow so many ideas and creations from the seeds, but we need to give like certain things room and time to grow their own space. So I don't know, for this is pulling up like creating a container for me, like really sitting with something, really digging into it, really feeling into it. I don't know why I keep thinking like just creative or passions, but like really having some clarity around these things in your life, not just for the sake of like doing it or creating a dollar from it, but just for your own like enjoyment, your own joy. And yeah, maybe not have so many hands or so many seeds planted at once. But yeah, I really like this card, Lauren, and I really enjoyed what you said about that and trusting your judgment, your intuition.
Yeah. Thank you. I love what you said. It's so true. They're tiny seeds, and you have to plant a bunch and you do have to weed them out or they won't grow. They have to have like sandy soil. And I think of that as pertaining to the first quote too. When it comes to clarity of mind, you do have to weed out the thoughts, that are just kind of creating clutter. So I would say this is also an invitation, lastly, to do whatever practices make sense for you to find more clarity and spaciousness within your mind, whether that's meditation, breath, movement, time in nature. It's really up to whatever works for you. But I think that going into that mode is going to help create the clarity. And then your job is to meet the clarity with self-trust as you follow through. So that's what I'm feeling, and I'm excited to learn what number two is.
Yeah, let's see here. I am shuffling. Number two immediately jumped up. All right. So the card that I pulled is strength. It's like really cool. Like it has roots growing down. It almost looks like a maple leaf to me, but I just think it's like a design. Maybe it's like crystals. I don't know. I need to look at this a little bit more.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
While you were shuffling, I was like, I'm going to look under the carrot card because that was the other card that like I couldn't choose between. I shit you not. It says strength. Yeah. It's a fennel and it says strength.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we needed that message. It wanted you to like have this message. So yeah. For me, well, before I get into it, like it just, for me, like immediately when I pulled this card, it just made me think about the conversations that we were having. Like, I think it takes strength to talk about things that are not the norm, i.e. like finances, like having your friends, getting with a group of people that, you know, you know you trust, but you're not super vulnerable in this area because we've been taught not to be super vulnerable, or it's something that's like our finances are super fine. Like, Lauren, you're not going to tell me what's in your checking and your savings account, like to the dollar. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's not what we're talking about. But even opening up like a conversation and me saying, you know, I really want to put my eyes on this and like, maybe it's time that I do something like this, and you not just saying, you know, hey, Rashida, yeah, I mean, it's always a good idea, but coming back with it from a place of, you know, this is what I've done and this is what's been working so far for me. So
yeah, as soon as I pulled that card, I was like, it takes strength to like really put a light in those shadows.
Like, well, strength and vulnerability too.
Yes.
And I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I have to tell you that I finally just put together why carrots and clarity are together. Like, carrots have what, beta carotene, right? Like, they help with your vision.
Yeah. I always heard that growing up. Like, you want your vision, eat your carrots.
So anyway, doy.
I was just accepting, like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
So this card indicates a time where you need to tap into your reserve of strength and resilience. There may be things coming up in your life right now that require your courage and the willingness to be uncomfortable. Our ability to adjust to any transition, loss, or change will depend on our patience in riding out the storm. Sometimes we have to do this without a map. So whatever's coming up for you right now, understand that it will pass and you just need to believe that you can move through it. And they have some corresponding things you can work with, like the orca, sycamore, and that's the leaf. It's a sycamore leaf. And labradorite is a crystal. So yeah, for me, especially when I'm thinking about this time of year, you know, spring is upon us. We are starting to move more. You know, we are supposed to come out of this time of rest and we're starting to move more. There's going to be so much activity. And I'm going to just bring it back to gardening. There is a lot of work, and Lauren, you know this because you did this last year, that is to be had when we are trying to plant our seeds for growth, for sustenance, for harvest. It's long and arduous sometimes. It's hard work. It can be very, very joyful and fulfilling, but the work is still there. And I know the card said maybe there's a time that's coming up, but I'm not really feeling that there's going to be like some type of loss happening. I'm feeling like this is a time where you're going to have to like pull on that inner reserve of strength, because there are just going to be situations happening in this time of year that is going to require you to like really get clear and really look at what is going on in your life. For instance, have you gone through, I love to use the chakra system. Have you gone through your chakra system and kind of like picked out areas in which you might not be feeling the best at? You know, we were literally just talking about our root chakra, the financial aspect of that. Have you been feeling a little ungrounded? Have you been feeling a little unsafe? Why is that? Like, now is the time, as things are blooming, as this energy is revving up, as things are moving, for you to not like avoid that per se, but really like look in the mirror, look inside and see what's going on and what's not really working for you. And then having that strength to really like do something about it. It's one thing to know, but it's another thing to like actually like take those little steps that you need to do something about changing. And so I think this card really goes hand in hand with your clarity card, Lauren, because when we get clear on the things that we want, and if we're noticing that things are just not right with what we are, where we are, or where we're trying to be, it's going to take some strength, some patience, some time to like make these changes. What's coming up for you?
Yeah, I love all that. What's coming up for me the most is, you know, it's springtime. There's a shift in energy. We go from this cold, still time of rest, basically in nature, to like the stirrings of life. And for us as humans, I think like, especially those of us who are really invested in health or self-improvement or spirituality, you know, whatever it might be, we always want to know like, what is that spark? What is the thing that takes a person from where they want to be to like actually on the road? Takes a person from a place where they don't want to be, to like an aligned road where they're going toward where they want to be. That, like, just to put that more in concrete terms, like, say you know, and you've known for a while that you would like to eat more healthfully and change your lifestyle so that you have more energy. So you want to eat more healthfully, you want to exercise, right? But like, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to go from the place where you're not doing that to the place where you are doing that, even just to take the first steps, right? Let alone like stay on that path. But once you're on the path for a while, it becomes a lot easier because it's habitual. But it's like that shift from one path to the other that is, it takes like a huge amount of strength and fortitude to do that. It takes so much energy to change directions as humans, I think.
Yeah.
And I think this season is asking that, like, get your clarity. What is the world you want to see? What is the life you want to see? And then how do you like gather your reserves to actually put yourself on that path? That might mean recruiting help. That might mean accountability. That might mean like taking a chance financially. But like, how do you like, I think of like putting on a pair of rocket boosters or something like that. What's going to be your rocket booster to get you from one place to the other so that you're on a new path? Is it community? Is it coaching? Is it therapist? Is it just intense inner strength? Yeah, I think of this like just tremendous amount of energy to change directions. But no, when you're in that space of changing directions, that once you're in the new habit, it's so much easier. It's just as easy as being on your old path. Probably easier because you're feeling better and your life feels more aligned. But like just getting from that place to the other can be like, oof. And think of how much energy it takes for Mama Earth to wake up in the winter.
Oh, spring. So true. Yeah.
So I would also say, like, while you're in that shift, have some grace with yourself. Not enough to let go, but enough to know that maybe things won't happen as quickly as you're hoping sometimes. Because if you're looking for lasting change, the transition probably is going to take some time.
And that's just even speaking from, or even speaking to our mamas, like, and mamas, is that some transitions take even longer because it's not just you. You know what I mean? Your time is not fully your own. And yeah, that takes a lot of strength and a lot of resilience too, I think, looking for that shift. I really liked your perspective, Lauren, on this card.
Yeah, I definitely think of like I've had this project that I haven't really put a lot of, like, I've put thought into it, but I haven't started like grounding it into reality just yet. And there's a part of me, we're recording this in February. There's a part of me that feels resistant, right? Because I know how much work it's going to take. But I also know from past experience that once it's time to move, that I'm going to get in the groove with it and it'll be fun. It's just finding that, like, the timing and the strength to start initiating things, right?
Right.
And like the longer I wait, almost, I mean, timing is important, but the longer I wait, the more like the self-doubt is going to come up.
Of, oh,
like,
well, for sure.
Be doing this anyway and blah, blah, blah.
But you start overthinking.
Yeah, exactly. And once I've actually like initiated the action, I won't be in that space anymore. I'll be in the doing space. So yeah, it's like we talk about going from Vata, which is the idea and the air, to Pitta, which is the fire and the action. And, you know, it takes a little bit of a kick in the butt sometimes. Maybe, yeah, kicking your own butt.
A lot of us stay in that Vata stage with a lot of our ideas or a lot of the things that we're wanting to do. And we even go on to the next thing in the Vata stage.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I have a different idea, which is okay. Whatever your idea was before will manifest through somebody else. But, you know, if it's truly something that is aligned for you, then maybe it's time to take action. Mm-hmm. So I like these messages. They feel aligned for me and things I know that I have coming up. And they remind me so much, too, of our 2024 oracle, which is all about Artemis, right? And like aiming true, like aiming your intention with a sense of like peaceful ferocity. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it differently. No, but we're talking about like drishti this year, like focus. And these really, really call on that because there's the clarity and the strength and they have to work together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like I'm going to go to the gym and not just throw a bunch of weights around. I'm going to go with a plan.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Coffee.
Oh no. You're fine. you said coffee.
Yeah.
Oh no. I love it. I do like these messages as well. I don't know. I think I have a feeling this year we'll be getting a lot of reminders leading us back to like what our 2024 astrology and oracle was all about.
I think so. And like if the coming years look anything like the astrology says, we're really going to need this strength and focus. So I just see it as a theme that will probably keep coming back. And I feel like I'm in the space to receive it this week. Last week, probably not. I was so tired and just like not feeling super good. And the last thing I need somebody to tell me is like, you're going to require a great amount of strength right now. I'm like, shit, I don't have it. But
trying to rest right now, please.
Exactly. But I feel more in the space to receive it this week. Well, besties, we always want to know, how does this land for you? Please like DM us or comment on our Instagram post about this episode. We definitely want to know if this feels aligned, because we're trusting the universe that this is an aligned message for you, but we always like the confirmation.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also too, you know, I had something in my head and then it went out. Oh yeah. Also too, if you are really wanting to get a reading from us, we have some available openings towards the end of the year, and we would love to have you on and do a trucker reading. So don't forget to email and DM us about that. And also too, if you have someone that you follow that you really think you would love to hear us chat with them, let us know as well, because you know, Lauren and I, we pick our guests and some guests reach out to us, but we would love to know who you're into. Who do you consider a bestie as well?
Yeah. I love that. Thanks, Rashida. Happy March, everybody. Have a beautiful month, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast, and be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.